It's great to be here. You know, the executive branch and the House and the Senate, we see a lot of things the same way. So you're going to see hear some similarities today. It's also really nice when you come to speak, when I speak with the speaker or the governor, we're the same height, so they don't have to adjust the mic. It's good for photo ops. You know, the photographer is a little easier on him, but we share more in common than our height. We share that we want Utah to be the absolute best state in the nation. You know, you may remember in early December in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article by Steve Moore. Steve Moore, in my opinion, is one of the best economists in the nation. He asked a question. He said, which of the 50 states has the best economic outlook? Then he answered it. Both he and Art Laffer. Art Laffer was the economic director for President Reagan. Jonathan Williams, they put out a publication, Rich States, Poor States. And he says, we've answered that question. And he said, without any question, and it's been Utah, and not only Utah for last year, but for the entire 12 years they put out Rich States, Poor States, Utah has been number one. Now, they predict the economic outlook. They don't track data. A whole different organization, and the governor mentioned the Tax Foundation, they do a lot of data tracking, but an organization called the Tax Foundation tracks the data. And they presented this data last summer to us. Pretty amazing. If you look on the screen, you'll see that they tracked the GDP growth from 1997 to 2017. Pretty much the period of time that I've been involved in a public service. The United States economy grew at 53%. Not bad. When you look at Western United States, New Mexico grew at 21% over that. That's kind of below the national average. Idaho and Arizona tied at 68%. Wyoming was a little higher at 71, Colorado 73, Nevada 75, Utah 97%. I mean, if you were in a race, nobody'd be in your rearview mirror. If it were a basketball game, it'd be a blowout. If you take 20 years divided into 100%, it's 5% GDP growth a year. That is amazing, almost unprecedented. And then you read in the Trib last week when they talk about the growth, our population growth is number one in the entire United States, 14.4%. The best growth of population in the last decade of any other state in the nation. I'd like to see Texas number two at 14.2. It's always great to see them behind us. It's amazing what we have done. Now, we talked a little bit about tax reform, and the Tax Foundation, the very night that we passed tax reform, said this, and I can't believe they did it that night. They said, tonight, the Utah State Legislature enacted a rebalancing of the state's tax code, building on the significant reforms of 2007. It burnishes Utah's reputation for having the most competitive tax system in the country. They liked what we did. Why'd we do what we did? Why would anybody take the sales tax off of food? What a tough thing to do. In my mind, it did three things. Number one, it's fixed our structural problem. You raise the sales tax, and it helps our general fund, and you lower income tax. It fixes that structural problem. The other thing it does is makes us more stable. When the economy's good, people are buying cars, they're buying furniture. When the economy's bad, they stop buying cars and furniture. They buy food when the economy's good, they buy food when the economy's bad. It gives us that balance, that stability in our revenues. The other thing it does is, as the governor mentioned, no one out of state pays income tax. But of this $250 million of sales tax back on food, between $30 and $50 million is paid by out-of-state residents. It actually shifts the burden for some of our tax revenues for out-of-state on the out-of-state person. It's good tax policy, but is it good moral policy? Let me tell you what we did for low to moderate income families. We enacted what is, I believe, close to the nation's largest food tax credit, $125 per individual in a home, up to four people. We actually enacted an earned income tax credit for low to moderate income people. We removed the Social Security and income tax. And then we did something that I think is absolutely phenomenal that no other state in the nation has done. We replaced the dependent exemption and put it at $2,500 an individual. I don't believe there's any other state in the nation that does that. We know that right now, as again the governor mentioned, that we have the highest birth rate in the nation, but birth rates are falling. We're having fewer kids. The American family is struggling. Some countries are even paying people to have children. We did amazing work, not only to help the tax business economy in the state, but we did amazing work for the American family. Again, there's no other state that I believe in the nation that has enacted a $2,500 dependent exemption. Now, Utah is not only the best spot for business now, it is the best spot for families. And a lot of people wondered if those credits would go back and actually help the families in time. So we actually enacted a prebate. And so the first prebate comes for dependent exemptions in February, March. The second prebate actually comes in July for to help with the food tax. It's not only good tax policy, it gives a ton more help to the people in need. It doesn't help people with higher income. It actually helps us become more stable, and actually then, not only stability, it helps with that economic structural balance. So if you can do all the above, help the low-income population, and come up with good tax policy, that's a win for everyone. We actually touched also on another great tax policy that we ought to enact: user fees. There's not an economist, I think, in the nation that doesn't believe that a user fee is the best tax policy. We have $630 million right now of revenue we collect that is spent on transportation dollars in our general fund. That simply means that someone who drives 100,000 miles a year pays the same revenue as someone who doesn't drive a mile at all. That isn't really great tax policy, isn't very fair. So we actually instituted a 10-cent gas tax on, and then a 6 cents on diesel. That actually is really good tax policy, but it also helps with our structural imbalance. We then reached in because we know gas tax is kind of, it's a dying tax. Anybody in here have electric cars? My guess is a lot of you do. So we need to actually transition into another better user fee. And in the legislation, we actually gave UDOT the charge and required them to report to be able to try to fix that problem of finding a user fee that actually will represent the changes in how we travel. We did some work in broadening the base. We added a few taxes on streaming, Uber, and Lyft. We didn't do any pyramiding. We actually removed some business inputs and actually reduced some pyramiding. And then we lowered the state income tax from 4.95 to 4.66, $160 to $240 million if you take the one time. If you add in the amount the out-of-state visitors are actually paying in our tax, up to a $300 million tax cut. Now, if you look at other statistics, WalletHub says Utah is the happiest state in the nation. Only Hawaii is happier. Now, I kind of think maybe a few people from Utah might have been in Hawaii when they did the survey, so I'm not sure if they really beat us or not. But those are pretty good statistics. Last Saturday, West Virginia, there was an article in West Virginia. They're starting their legislative session, and they announced they're going to do tax reform. I can't imagine why anybody would want to do that. I'm not going to tell you what West Virginia is doing, but I am going to read one of the last sentences in the article that I read, what it said. It said the state, meaning West Virginia, is looking to states such as Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. Why are they looking at Utah? Why do we stay number one? And I'd like to tell you, I believe it's because we don't stand still. 18 months ago, we enacted single sales factor. It helps multi-state businesses be very competitive in Utah. We took away the three-year economic life, $80 million in business inputs. We reduced our income tax from 5 to 4.95. A month ago, for low and moderate income families, we put together an earned income tax credit, food credit, no state income tax on Social Security. We put a $2,500 dependent exemption, dropped the income tax to 4.6%, $160 to $240, maybe $300 million tax cut. It's not by chance that we are rated number one for economic outlook. It's not by chance that our economic growth has been 97% since 1997. It's not by chance that Utah is the fastest growing state in the nation. It's not by chance that we're one of the happiest states in the nation. And now, it's not by chance that we are the best state economically for families. That's a big deal. None of this happens by chance. It happens because we have 104 great legislators. We have, I think the legislators in the room today are some of the best. We have a great Taxpayers Association, Howard and Rusty do an amazing job, their board, and all those of you here to support us. And I'm gonna maybe use a quote from Howard. I see Howard in the back, what he said. He said, it's not hard to lead if you say, I'm your leader, tell me which way you want to go. He says, it's hard to lead if you choose to do what's right and make tough choices. I want to thank you, the Taxpayers Association, all of you here, for helping us make tough choices, and thank you for helping us keep Utah number one.